When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in to CHGO Bulls postgame. Coming to you live from our studios here in the West Loop, downtown Chicago. I'm Peck, Bulls underscore Peck, Big Dave, BAL, BAWL Sports, BAL. Will the GOAT, Gottlieb, Will underscore Gottlieb,
Julia,
our pal and producer on the controls, Joey Spathers. He is at Joey Spathers. We're CHGO underscore Bulls.
You know what I want, Joey.
Bulls get a big win.
You know what I want, Joey.
Oh, there it is.
One more time.
There
come
it
on.
Is.
Again.
Bulls win.
Do it for Daylon Terry.
Win.
For Kobe White.
Bulls win.
Do it for the Blackhawks because they need some love.
Bulls win.
Do it for Dennis Rodman.
Bulls win.
Do it for your lady.
Bulls win.
Do it for the people in the chat.
Bulls win.
And do it because you're Joey Spathis.
Bulls win.
Let's go.
And do it for my BFF Joakim because it's his birthday.
Bulls win.
Let's go. Got it all out.
Bulls win over the Pelicans 114-106 to get the season series split with New Orleans. The Bulls improved to 27-30. Goat, the climb to 500 persists.
It's an effect.
It persists. Effect.
Three games away.
It's always there. It's three always games three games away. Sometimes two, sometimes four.
But it's always
three games away.
It might be two, it might be four, but it's always three games
It's always
away.
Three. Thank you, Bulls fans out there, for joining us tonight on a Sunday night. If you're hanging out live with us on YouTube, go ahead and hit that like button and subscribe to CHGO Sports YouTube channel if you aren't already. Throw us your comments and questions about tonight's game. Throw us some super chats if you're feeling generous. We appreciate that, too. Weird game.
Yes.
Weird game back and forth against a Bulls team that's just kind of treading water. And did not look super sharp in their first game coming out of the All-Star break. Well, not all their fault. They just got worked by a very good and healthy Celtics team. This Pelicans team, meanwhile, was 8-2 in their last 10 coming into tonight, flying up the Western Conference standings, I believe, where they are currently fifth. They are a locked and loaded playoff team in the West right now. They had their full complement. They were missing Alvarado and one other player.
Najee Marshall.
There you go. From their suspension from that fight with the Heat and Jimmy, our old pal Jimmy, the other night. But they had Brandon Ingram. They had Zion. They had Valanciunas. They had most of their full bevy of weapons. And the Bulls found a way to beat them, largely due to a big run at the end of the third quarter.
Yes.
And then making more big plays than the Pelicans did down the stretch of the fourth, Will.
Yeah, they played really competitively. You got to hand it to them.
Ooh.
They were out there trying hard.
It has a magic number.
But I think the key here is, in terms of like their competitive effort, was the defense and particularly the ability to force turnovers.
Yes.
19 turnovers for the Pelicans. Caruso
talk slow.
Just did such a good job on Zion Williamson. I hope that dude gets a good long ice bath after the game because that is not an easy assignment. Three turnovers for Zion, 8 turnovers for Brandon Ingram.
Wow.
And, you know, they are a low turnover team. They're, I think, 12th or 13th in the league when it comes to taking care of the basketball. So you got to credit the Bulls there. And I think really from like, they went on a couple of runs that were like, you know, first quarter, the Pelicans went up by 10 and then the Bulls caught them and then the Bulls went up by 10 and the Pelicans caught them. But really end of third quarter through the fourth quarter, I thought their defense really just ratcheted up to a level that they needed to be at in order to get the win.
Yeah, and also Bulls attempting 40 three-point shots also is a big thing. They shot well from the free throw line, too. Was it 16 of 17 they finished?
They finished 19 of 21. Most of that, DeMar, 10 of 12.
Correct. Getting to the free throw line and making those free throws. They should have had more, if we be honest about it, because the refs, oh, my God. I don't know what they were doing.
I mean,
God. But yeah, no, they were pretty ridiculous. The referees were terrible tonight.
Colette Beckwith in the comments said, "My b-hole got tight when Kobe landed on his arm on that no call. I thought he hit his head."
Yeah, I remember.
The first time the broadcast, like as that play was happening in motion, I thought he hit his head when he landed awkwardly. Thankfully, he didn't. But yes, one of many very bad no calls.
Yeah.
How does DeMar get 12 free throws tonight and Kobe gets like literally none?
Correct. That was two Kobe scares, actually.
Kobe got four.
The second one was, you know, when he went down when he rolled his ankle. He clearly rolled his ankle for sure. I love to know
boxing out that free throw.
Yeah. Yeah. Stepping on Valanciunas's foot. Would love to know how he's doing after that because he stayed in the game. When you do your ankle like that, you cannot come out. You got to keep playing because you know it's going to swell up. So, yeah, I'm interested to see if he'll be able to play against the Pistons. That's going to be a big thing because right now, as our guy Adam Amin said, the Bulls cannot afford another injury, and especially one to your starting point guard who's been playing so well for you. So that's going to really be interesting to
Bulls
see.
Bulls can't afford a lot of things, Dave.
Yeah, I know, but that's one of them they damn sure can. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
We were talking at the tail end of our postgame on Thursday about like what are the Bulls going to do to try to D up this Pelicans team that offers so many bad matchups to the Bulls, you know, or present so many bad matchups to the Bulls, given the lack of Patrick Williams, the lack of Torrey Craig. And to your point, Will, like I think you have to credit more so than the Bulls offense that had kind of a clunky night in certain stretches. Like the Bulls defense got big stops when they needed to in the fourth quarter of a tight game.
They got big stops, and I think they turned a lot of those stops into layups on their end and open threes. And that's where the Bulls have been at their best throughout this whole stretch is when they're not like getting bogged down in the half court. They can mix that in, but I think they really do well when they are getting stops, not necessarily having to take it out from underneath the basket when they let the other team score, but getting steals, pushing in transition, getting back on the other end, doing it again. There was a stretch, and you mentioned it several times, where Dalen Terry, who I thought played really well, I believe he was a team high plus 17
night.
Just felt like he really generated a ton of those opportunities. Only ended up with two steals, but when you're just putting the team in positions to get up and down the floor, I think it makes a world of difference because we know when this team stagnates, they have a hard time scoring. But when they can sprinkle in some fast break stuff and then the ball starts moving a little bit, they just look like a different team.
Let's talk about Dalen a little bit. Sure. I know, Dave, you want to. Wesley Rizal in the comments saying Dalen Terry appreciation night. Mm-hmm. Cole Krug saying Dalen provides so much out there. There were a few more out there showing love to Dalen. This was just one of those nights where you're like, the Dalen doubters of yesteryear are like,
Nice.
And again, am I doing cartwheels because the Bulls won this game and are now?
Of course you are. He's going to say he is.
Three games under 500 instead of four games under 500. And now with Trae Young and that injury news, you know the Bulls are just locked into hosting that 9-10 play-in game. And I'm so stoked about that. No. As I expressed on one of our recent shows, I'm using these final 25 games to look at the potential growth of some of the younger guys on this team.
Sure.
Dalen Terry, very much at the forefront of the growth I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Because we've already seen a lot from Kobe, obviously. We've already seen a lot from Io having a bounce back year after his sophomore slump year last year. You know that Julian Phillips is my sweet special boy.
Yes.
Dalen is the one I've been skeptical about.
Yes.
So it's a weird circumstance that has presented Dalen with this opportunity to play as minutes as he's going to get down the stretch this season. Mm-hmm. And only 15 minutes tonight.
Yeah.
He only played 15 minutes tonight, and the impact he had on the game when he was out there, I felt like he played 30.
That part right there. Well, you know, I talk about this a lot, and to you too. I talk about the rhythm of the game.
But mostly me.
Yeah. The rhythm of the game. It doesn't matter certain times if you make the shot or miss the shot, as long as you got the rhythm right of the game, because basketball has a way of rewarding you if you're playing it the right way, if you're doing it and you're doing it correctly. And there were several plays that Dalen Terry wasn't about the shot that he missed, but it was just the rhythm of it and the rhythm of the game. Going and getting those loose balls and those 50-50 balls. One of them he got called for a foul on. I didn't think it was a foul. I believe it was on Brandon Ingram or Valanciunas or one of those guys.
But, that BS loose ball foul.
Yes, correct. But the rhythm of the way he was doing it, even when he went up for the layup, just how he went up for it and he missed it. And I was like, oh, that was a beautiful play, though, what he did. And they still got rewarded on that because that ball started playing ping pong and they couldn't score. And then the Bulls didn't score. And they didn't score. And the Bulls took it from them and went down and scored. So you could be rewarded if you're just doing it kind of the right way and within the rhythm and the confines of the game. And I thought Dalen Terry really did an outstanding job with that. The passes he was making, like, this is why I was so excited about it, because I'm turning the wheel. Like, Will, did you see that pass? Like, it might look like a normal pass to y'all, but the precision and where he was putting the ball is exactly what, as a shooter, where you want somebody to give you the basketball. Like, right here on the offhand. He was hitting you on the offhand so you can move into your spot and then really sync up your body and then take that shot, man. It was a perfect pass, and he did that a couple times.
The one
times.
Transition pass he had that was like he was coming through the lane and then kind of a little bit of a no-look. I can't remember if it was Io or Javon kicked it out to. Yeah, it was Io.
I was thinking it was just Javon.
I'm talking about that first. Whichever, it was one to Io.
I guess he did it twice.
Yeah. He did. No, he did, because he did one to Io when he was on the elbow. He did one to Javon also.
There was one where he was cutting from the weak side wing into the middle and he hit Javon. Just right into his offhand pocket where he could get into it. And as we've talked about with like Dalen, I mean, dating back to Summer League this year, I really like some of the tools that he has. He just needs to be in a position to unlock them. Ooh, where he has trouble is when he has to create his own offense. But when you put him in positions where he's like doing these stampede cuts, where he starts catching the ball on the move, he's in the middle of the lane. Now he can really display his passing. And that's really, I think, one of his best skills where he can make good decisions, find guys on the wing. And so I think, for him, he's not going to be someone that you just put the ball in his hands and run a bunch of pick and roll.
Sure.
But they don't need that. They need somebody who can be a connecting piece, who can continue to make passes. Now, the jump shot is still a work in progress. Correct. I think he was just 0 for 1 tonight. He still needs to be able to get to the rim and finish a little bit better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He had the one run out layup or dunk maybe. That was his dunk, one basket. Yes. But just within the half court, I think there's still a lot of room for him to grow. But when you are getting as many deflections and steals and putting your team in transition and making the extra pass and connecting the ball from side to side, it just, there's a lot to like there. It just needs to be in the right setting for him to really do well.
No, absolutely right. And also just his aggressiveness when the ball is up and he, you know, he's going to the bucket to try to get that rebound.
Right.
Like, he turns every single rebound into a 50-50 ball. One that just might look like it's an obvious rebound for the other team, he immediately turns it into a 50-50 ball. And he had a jump ball situation where he was going at it. I can't remember if it was, again, Valanciunas or Ingram, but somebody who was bigger than him. So it is my point. But he's in there scrapping with that player, trying to get that basketball from him, man. Like, playing that way, you will always be rewarded some kind of way when you're playing that kind of way and you're playing that kind of basketball.
And the other thing is, when you – it's, like, kind of hard to see when you're watching him every day. But when you take a look back at what he looked like physically when he got drafted to now, he has put on a ton of muscle. Sure. He's gained a ton of weight. He had 4 fouls, and I think that's going to be an area where he needs to kind of pick his spots a little bit more. Maybe that results in, you know, you got to pull it back a little bit. Maybe that doesn't result in as many steals and blocks and things like that. But that'll keep him on the floor longer. But just the ability to, one, you see the work ethic.
Yeah.
Where he's really putting in time and effort into the weight room to get his body in position to be able to now guard those bigger guys. Yes. And I think that's a really big key. Obviously, Patrick Williams now out for the season. They need big wings to be able to guard up. And I think Dalen's going to have a real opportunity here to prove he can do that.
Paul Williams giving a shout out to not only Dalen, but the entire bench, saying bench mob played well today. Much needed boost. Colette saying more like Dalen scary. Huh? Gio saying Dalen showing a lot of promising signs. Fingers crossed his shot improves. Gabriel saying that dunk attempt was good from Dalen Terry.
Yes, I forgot about it. That was awesome. I loved every second of that. That's how you do it. Forget the layup. I don't care if you miss, man. He went up so strong and tried to get the finish or the foul.
Yeah.
And because the refs suck, they didn't give him the foul. But it didn't lead to a basket for the other team.
Right.
The Bulls still got the ball back. Because, again, when you're playing in that rhythm and playing that kind of right way, you will be rewarded. The basketball guys will reward you. That's how it happens.
Also, shout out to Jelly, who threw us a $5 super chat. Because we're on the topic of Dalen, we'll just get to it now, saying, I didn't know it was possible to kick Dalen's frenetic energy into another gear, but here we are. Good Lord. Plus minus plus 17. And I think, like, that's the crazy part of it is, you know, you pointed out he missed the only three he took tonight, Will. He was 1 of 4 overall from the field tonight. But he was, as Jelly just pointed out, a plus 17 in 15 minutes off the bench. And that is kind of like, I feel like tonight was a, just like the perfect microcosm of who Bulls fans want Dalen Terry to be able to be. Not just this season, but in seasons to come, if he sticks around, which is the guy who is not going to be one of your primary scoring threats on any given night, but somebody who can play defense, make key plays on the defensive end that lead to offense, and then also has the abilities in transition as someone with solid court vision and great passing and playmaking abilities to generate some easy buckets for himself and or more primarily for his teammates. Because that's what he did tonight. Yeah. He took four shots. He had 2 points. And he was a plus 17 off the bench in 15 minutes. Yeah. When, as someone else pointed out, I think, I can't remember who, in the comments recently, like the Bulls bench dominated tonight. And they dominated despite being outscored by the Pelicans bench. But everyone other than Terry Taylor off the Bulls bench tonight was in the plus column. And everyone in the Pelicans bench was double digit in the minus. And I feel like Dalen Terry deserves 97% of the credit for that.
97.5. Give him a 0.5. He earned his 0.5.
97.1 FM the loop? Oh, wait, no, it's the drive now.
It's the drive it's now. The drive. Right,
I'm remembering. What was the loop? 96.9?
No, it was like, wasn't it 98?
98.9?
I want to say it was 98.
Hey, Chicago, what was the...
Was it 97.9?
97.9.
Yeah, 97.9.
97.9.
The loop. That's the loop. Absolutely right. So it's Google.
Thank God we figured that out.
This is what we're here for. It's not like we go on random tangents.
Shout out to Mike Astolis in the comments who confirmed 97.9.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Obviously.
My family's landline in the suburbs growing up would get tons of people calling around like drive time, early dinner hours.
What is it?
Saying, is this the loop? Really? Calling in to like try to win a contest.
Similar phone numbers?
Because I think our phone number was the Loop's phone number, but what's just like a suburb area code instead of the Loop Chicago area code.
Did you tell somebody they won?
Oh, I never did.
Oh.
Because I have a heart and I don't.
I definitely would have done that once.
Brother Dave.
Yeah.
Anytime someone calling in to our house landline looking for the Loop, interrupting our family dinner, he said, all the time, congratulations, you've just won concert tickets and a brand new car. And that was like, JK, go F yourself.
I would have done that. Not the JK, go F yourself part, but I would have definitely done that. But yeah, man, like.
Remember calling it a radio station?
Oh my God, wasn't that the best?
I mean.
No, that's me joking. I would never do that. Absolutely not. But like just the way. That Dalen play, I like the fact that maybe Will some of this
about basketball for a second.
No, maybe some of this was definitely out of necessity because you don't have your wings, your big guys there. But I do like the trust that Billy Donovan put in him because I kept saying they had a funky lineup out there with him basically running the point and always. Obviously, I feel like that's where he's at his best is when he's handling the basketball and distributing. And the fact Billy left him out there because it worked, you know what I mean? And everybody was actually touching the ball, finished with, 29 assists? Am I right about that? 29 assists, I think they
got this one. 29 assists on 41 baskets.
So, yeah, man, like, everybody was connected. And you talk about that a lot, Will, just about how it's all connected. And I think Dalen was a huge part of that. That's the 0.5 I'm talking about. I thought he was a huge part of that when Billy actually saying, you know what, I'm going to leave you out there. And he did it even in the fourth quarter. For me, that's the trust part. So doing it in the second quarter like he did, obviously guys need rest, whatever like that. But doing it in that fourth quarter and allowing him to still be that guy and then having it work and him having that trust that he put in Dalen says a whole lot, man, because Dalen is one of those guys who is earning every single minute that he has out there on the floor, man. And that's why it's easy to fall in love with a player like that, especially on the Bulls.
And when you say trust, I mean, it's not like – he was the first guy off the bench.
Right.
Today, that was Terry Taylor. And that's been Julian Phillips the game before that. It's been Dalen at times. Like, we all talk about this situation with the injuries where these guys are going to get minutes. And they probably are. But it's not like Billy's got a go-to guy right now. And they still have a chance to earn a spot in the rotation, even with all the injuries. So that was a great step forward for Dalen, I thought. But these guys got to continue to put in the work and show that they can not be negatives in any point. I think just being consistent. The fouls, I think, is a big one that Caruso and Billy have both talked about a lot. And not giving them, not giving up any negative plays where you're putting other teams on the line. But so yeah, plus 17 in 15 minutes, even though you have four fouls, I think that speaks to the positive contributions from him. So he's just got to keep that up.
Yeah.
South Carson saying, I hate how Billy backdoors into good things like this. He should have long figured this shit out with Dalen. Come on, bro. I'll push back on that a little bit because when we saw the first glimpses of Dalen minutes earlier this season, they did not look good.
But he gave him minutes, and that's why I'll give Billy some credit on that. And like he gave him minutes to get in the game.
The reason I am now back on board with figuring out who Dalen Terry might be able to turn into as an NBA player is because I am like logged off calling this season and what happens this season dead in the water. So let Dalen run around and figure out what he's good at. Mm.
I think if you think about the Bulls as being in a rebuild already, but just they're trying to win and maybe they're a team like the Nets or something that's already traded away all their future picks. So like you wipe the picks.
Yeah.
They are starting to play their young guys. Mm-hmm. They are in now in positions in meaningful minutes, I think, which does matter. Like, I don't know, maybe this is an article for another time, but like
the
like rebuild era with Zach and Lowry and Wendell, that was like, none of that was meaningful basketball.
No.
Right?
No,
that was all just like, let the kids roll the ball out, let the kids run around and see if they can turn in anything. And I think some players can develop that way.
Sure.
You see guys like Luka have success. You see guys like Trey Young have success the second they step into the league.
Greats are the greats. Just,
the greats are the greats. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys, it doesn't work that way. And I think Kobe's a prime example where he had an opportunity to put up numbers on a bad team, but wasn't really developing his game. Now he's in a role where he's not the number one guy, but he's still a primary guy, and he's able to like learn and grow his game within the context of real basketball that's like competitive basketball. Mm. And I'm not saying that like facetiously. Like he's actually like learning how to play important minutes. I think the same is true for Dalen. And we talked to Caruso about this the other day at practice, and he was saying like, look, this it's trial by fire. You learn how to play or you don't. Mm-hmm. And like he referenced his kind of career arc going from a guy who was on a two-way to starting a game in the NBA finals with the Lakers. I think you, for some players in particular, you need to have those moments where you're playing meaningful minutes and it's not just garbage time at the end of games or, you know, garbage seasons when you're tanking for lottery picks. So I get it. And I think there's value in that. Again, I think the draft picks and all that other stuff matters too, and that's a separate conversation. But like these minutes where DeMar's finding Kobe for 2 3-pointers in clutch situations, like that matters for Kobe in a developmental way.
Yes.
I think goes beyond just having him play more minutes.
Well, I wonder
we've got to take our first break, but I think after this break, we can come back and talk a little bit more about what we saw in the fourth quarter as far as, you know, ball sharing and some of the offensive sets that the Bulls were running between DeMar and Kobe. Because it's, you know, it's the fascinating thing we've been talking about for a while this season. As we head into our first ad break, you know what to do. Hit that like button. Happy Hermit in the comments said, Matt has a heart? Question mark. Go figure. And Jelly said, love Jelly. Jelly said, Hermit, Matt has a huge heart. It's just encased in an impenetrable bacon coating.
Mm. It's not impenetrable, guys. Just got to know the right code to get
it. It's penetrable.
It's penetrable.
But there is a thick layer of bacon coating.
That I didn't debate. I didn't debate that part at all.
Tonight's CHGO Bulls postgame brought to you by Charlie the Bacon Guy.
There it is. Segway pick.
Based out of Woodridge, Illinois, Charlie the Bacon Guy makes craft bacon and bacon jams in over 35 different flavors.
Damn.
Take that. Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, damn.
Naturally cured, preservative-free products that aren't any ingredients that Charlie the Bacon Guy can't pronounce himself involved in the process that he uses to make his bacon, unlike a lot of store-bought bacon. Vacuum-sealed and freezes perfectly, bacon lasts in the package up to 60 days in the fridge, a week after the seal is broken, 9 months in the freezer. The bacon jam lasts even longer, 90 days in the fridge, Ooh. And up to a year in the freezer. But trust me, you aren't going to worry about how long it lasts in your fridge or your freezer if you're like me and will eat your bacon and or your bacon jam immediately until it's gone.
He's a big boy.
Bacon coating of the Hartle region. Oh, the bacon jam goes perfectly on anything. stir it into your scrambled eggs, spread it on your toast in the morning, put it on a cracker, put it on a burger, put a little in your grilled cheese. Just dollop a bacon jam spoon on your charcuterie board the next time you're hosting.
Charcuterie.
Because it'll be the best thing and the biggest hit on your charcuterie board. Because we all know a charcuterie board is mostly, cheese and crackers.
Will's got one.
And a little grapes, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Bacon jam.
Jam.
Also, check out the Bacon Vault. All flavors that Charlie has made in the past, not currently available, but as Charlie's working on it, give him another week or two, and he will make it for you. That's if you order the Bacon Vault, you can make an order where Charlie will make you and send you every bacon flavor he's ever made.
Oh.
The entire vault.
Oh.
The catalog of Charlie the Bacon Guy flavors.
Bacon Vault.
He also is making merch now. You can get Charlie the Bacon Guy beanies, hats. There's one in my hat stack over in Studio A. I threw it out of anger and out of love recently.
Both.
Stickers, coffee mugs, all that jazz. Starting now, you can save 10% on your order at charliethebaconguy.com when you use promo code CHGO at checkout. You can pick it up most efficient way, or Charlie can deliver it to you. You can meet halfway, or if you need it, Charlie will even ship it to you. Charlie makes the bacon, so you can bring it home.
Oh!
Contact www.charliethebaconguy.com, Instagram at Charlie the Bacon Guy, Twitter at CZTheBaconGuy, email charliethebaconguy@gmail.com. And again, that promo code for 10% off your order is CHGO. Get some bacon up in your life!
Oh! Don't tell me.
I threw it down.
Yeah, we got
I threw
scared.
It down. I threw it down in a way.
He got so worried.
I saw somebody in the comments earlier saying that they're worried about me whipping Joey with a hat in Studio B.
Oh, Joey's
that
worried was about powerful. It too. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. I loved every second of that. To get your bacon, sometimes you gotta go pick it up, like he said. And what better way to do that than getting yourself a vehicle?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, in the place you get it, you know where to go. Ray C. D. J. R. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. That's where you go to get it. Are you in the market for a new vehicle? Well, if you are, guess what? Got some great news for you. Our partner, Ray Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Fox Lake is celebrating the President's Day sale all month long.
All month.
Yeah.
All month.
All month long. Ow. And you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
You'll be able. Is it me you're looking for?
Is that you out of Portage?
That's a deep cut. Well done. You'll be able to shop presidential savings on their wide selection of inventory and for a limited time. Get 20% off MSRP and all remaining new 2023 Jeep Gladiator models with the dealer discount. They're number one for new vehicles quality among midsize trucks. Well, who would say something like that? Would Joey say something like that? Well, maybe they would, but you know who really said it? J.D. Power.
Ayo.
And Associates.
Ayo.
Hey, both of them throw it in there. That's a wonderful thing. At Ray CDJR, you'll be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories and drive home with more money in your hip pocket than you would expect, thanks to Ray's Price Promise. Don't miss out. Shop great deals all month long and save big, because Ray CDJR makes buying a new vehicle more affordable than ever. You like that? Yeah, I'll do it for you, go. But that's not all. Just for listening, just for putting your ear right there, you get a free oil change when you mention CHGO at the service center, or mention CHGO when you book online at raycdjr/service. But you have to schedule before February 29th. It's on the way, y'all. You can still get it for free, but before February 29th. Make sure you get that in. So if you're in the market for a new vehicle, then you have to check out the team at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, because they're the only team that we recommend. Visit them today on Route 12 in Fox Lake. For more information, visit Ray CDJR in Fox Lake or RayCDJR.com. Serving the community since 1963. Find new roads and let those roads lead you to Ray CDJR.
Whew. Pew. I love this comment from DeBears 1920. Just showing love to both of our first ad break sponsors, saying, I'm going to go buy a truck and go straight to Charlie's Bacon and fill my entire truck with bacon.
Well done.
I could not give you better life advice if I tried.
You were his own child.
Go get yourself an awesome ass truck from Ray.
Yeah.
Drive to Charlie.
Yep.
Fill your truck with bacon.
Yeah. And bacon jam. You can do both. In a Ram.
Also, Brian Ram is in the comments saying Will the Goat should get a haircut. Hey, Brian, why don't you get a haircut?
Yeah, how dare you come for the quaff?
Don't tell the goat when to cut the quaff.
He commented it twice.
You don't come for the quaff.
Will the goat needs a haircut. Will the goat should get a haircut.
Will cut the goat quaff when he deems it to be good and ready for a cut.
Those clippers, Brian, you are right. It is time.
No, don't.
I am good and ready.
Don't lend credence to that ridiculous overstepping.
Absolutely,
in
man.
The comments.
Absolutely, those clippers should be so lucky to touch the golden locks of the coif on the goat. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Shout out to Jim who said, "I think your hair looks nice." Bro.
I love you, Jim.
Jim,
look at it. Look at it. It dances in the light. It is the quaff, ladies and gentlemen, and it is the goat.
Alex saying, and a shave. I like the goat beard.
Oh, no.
I like it.
I'm not shaving until AK makes a trade.
It's So you're just going
to
rock
get
the...
Get used to it, folks.
You're
see
gonna,
you next year.
You're just going to rock the Will Friedle plays with squirrels look from the last couple seasons of Boy Meets World?
Oh, I love the shadow. I love the goat shadow. I've said this before.
I mean, it's good. Also,
it's
I feel like
filled in
you
now.
need to keep it a little longer, Will, because you're going to have to make up for the fact that certain facial hair in our family of CHGO Bulls will not be here very soon.
Okay. Certain facial hair? Certain.
Stash is going away tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Why tomorrow?
Yeah, why tomorrow?
Because I have my appointment to go renew my driver's license, which is expiring tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't want to have a stash in my new driver's license picture.
Wow. Okay. But you only did this in the summer, so is it coming back and then you'll cut it off in the summer?
I usually keep the stash from October to April, like bull season to bull season. That's what I've been doing for the past few years.
Don't deprive people of the money.
I feel bad. I'm like, you know, I usually keep the stash through April. When the bull season dies, the mustache dies.
To be fair.
But to be fair.
Finish that thing a while ago, my friend.
It's like that scene in Monty Python and Holy Grail. I'm not dead yet. Oh, you'll be stone dead in a minute. My stash will. The bull season will.
Does that mean it'll come back a month early?
My driver's license expires in a couple of weeks before the bull season is over.
But will it come back a month earlier then, since you're cutting it off a month earlier?
I'm thinking, like, what's the point? Like, why bother regrowing one out for the last few weeks of the season?
They love it. That's why.
This really is turning into a great metaphor.
There's nothing that is talked about more than when Matt cuts his mustache, disgusted our company. He's like, what are you doing?
The guys,
you cut the stash?
In Vegas, when we were there a couple summers ago, the guys were like, what are you doing?
Yeah. when we all saw the DMVR and PHNX crew and they saw us, they met me and knew me as the dude in Chicago with the stash.
Correct.
But like, I don't even own that title. Vinny Duber.
Vinny's got
CHGO Sox, rockin' stash.
It's amazing.
But sometimes other people will, like Nick Moriano, CHGO Bears.
Yes.
Also totally rocks a great stash sometimes.
But don't sell yourself short out here, sir. Your stash is amazing. It's what they know you for.
Thank you. I would hope that people out there who love their Chicago sports teams know me and appreciate me more for the content I have made for them.
Sure.
Than the mustache on my face.
Well.
I mean, they love what the goat writes, but the quaff, come on, man. They see the quaff, they're like, we in here.
The way you say, well. I mean, you might not be wrong.
You know, they got to have both. What do you feel, Joey?
I am still worried that Matt has a bacon in wrapped heart. Because that sounds like a serious matter.
Don't worry. That's the only thing
I've been able to think
just,
of.
I mean, just know that is the thing.
No, that is your battle. You should go see a cardiologist then, because that sounds like a serious
I don't need a cardiologist. I have a bakiologist.
But my other opinion is that I think that
Dr. needs a bakiologist.
I think the stash should come back maybe over like draft time, you know, something like that.
Why don't you just
briefly for like a week
wear the stash in the driver's license photo and just have the stash and be
in
the
my
stash.
Driver's license?
Be the stash.
Be the stash. You want
I,
to be in the
okay.
world.
Okay. I thought about it a little bit.
Okay.
But every time I tried to justify, Peck, why don't you just get your new driver's license with your picture in that driver's license, like being like,
it's a 10-year commitment.
Like stash you.
It's a 10-year commitment.
But it's like, it's really not. Like, like when you're in this like phase of ages, like I think they make you renew it every 4 years.
Yeah.
He's oh, right. really?
So it's yeah. not even a 10-year commitment.
Right. He's right.
But even for a 4-year commitment, like
when you're in your 60s, I think
unless you are a cop or a dad uh-huh. or a creep, you shouldn't have a mustache in your driver's license photo. And I am not a cop, and I am not a dad, and I really hope that I am not a creep.
Yo.
I've never self-identified as a creep.
Vinny Doofus neither, though. He's got a stash.
Have you seen his driver's license?
Throw married in there.
Does he have a stash in his driver's license?
I haven't seen his driver's license. I have no idea.
Let's wait to confirm
okay.
until you right. use him as an example.
I'm just saying, he's not going to cut it off to take it. I'm going to say throw married in there because he is married. So if you're married also, you can have the stash as well. But it's just people are going to be sad to see it go. Is all I'm saying.
I you know, I'll be sad to see it go a little bit too.
Yeah.
But also,
it'll be back.
It like when I shave off my stash, it'll be like, oh, I'm so close to the bull season ending. Like
he does
I just
got
to last
that way.
A little bit longer.
And then you can put Burks on.
Yeah. Oh. Colette, in the it's comments, no, there's no winter. Law against mustaches on license driver's license pictures. I just don't think I want to be a guy who has a driver's license picture. With a stash.
You don't want to hand it to the cops.
Well, you know what? It is
absolutely
choice.
A creep.
This yeah. Also, I feel like I age down quite a bit when I shave the stash off. And I like, okay. you know, I'm never opposed to looking younger.
Okay. All right. I mean, he's got his reasons.
Whereas, like, I feel like, Goat, you look like a Grizzly Adams, bushy-bearded, like, woodsman right now. Between that beard you're rocking and the flannel, and like it's a good look for you because it doesn't age you up; it just makes you look like
all looks are good looks for the goat.
We all look great. I just don't want to. I don't want to see anybody.
But,
you
yeah,
know.
Well, yes, but all looks are good looks for the goat. We're gonna be real about things. Phenomenal. Don't get me started.
What wild tangent?
Yes.
Thank you all for indulging it. If you were,
yes, we're gonna. I will remember you.
Yeah, you're right, South Garcon. Let's get those likes up. Thanks for hanging out with us, Bulls fans. We have 237 people hanging out with us live on YouTube tonight who have spent the last 5 to 10 minutes listening to us talk about facial hair and driver's license pictures.
And thank you all for that.
Appreciate it. Kyle saying creep stash, South Garcon saying Burt Reynolds stash. I don't want to take the risk of being either of those things.
It's a fine line.
It's a fine line.
You don't want to walk the line there.
I don't.
Yes.
You know who both have great facial hair? DeMar DeRozan and Coby White.
Ooh.
Let's talk for a minute about how interesting and efficient they were working together in the fourth quarter of a game where DeMar got to the free throw line effectively but didn't do a whole lot else. And Kobe had a really rough night shooting,
mm-hmm.
and they both found ways to play off of each other in the fourth. And especially, as you pointed out, Will, on Twitter, a couple of plays down the stretch of yet another clutch game for the Bulls where DeMar, you know, initiated the offense and found Coby White for some good looks. And that was part of what led DeMar to having 7 assists total on the night, a couple of key ones coming in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and, you know, it wasn't just Kobe. I think Io was in a couple of those possessions where he was the screener. And I think part of this was matchup-based. So Herb Jones was guarding Kobe. That was their lockdown guy that they wanted to put on Kobe to try to remove him from the game. So when you're running these pick-and-rolls to try to get switches, the Bulls aren't going to put Kobe in that situation now because then Herb switches onto DeMar.
Correct.
So they wanted to keep Kobe out of those. Instead, they had Io come in and trade. Murphy was guarding him, so they got the switch there, and then DeMar was able to make the play. He had a couple of driving kicks. He had one where he got fouled, and I think he had one where he got blocked maybe or missed a layup. But, I mean, that's going to be your late-game offense for almost every single team in the entire NBA, is you put the ball in the hands of your best player, you pick on matchups, and you try to isolate. And the Bulls have somebody who's really, really good at not only scoring but making the right decisions. And tonight, Kobe, I thought, did not play well for the first 3 and a half quarters,
mm-hmm.
he really struggled. Not to say he was like playing poorly. I just think the shot wasn't necessarily falling for him. And he started to kind of heat up when it mattered. and hit a big three, one for two in those situations, like, you'll take that.
Oh, every time. You'll take that, especially when the game is on the line, for sure.
Absolutely.
And DeMar, I think the biggest compliment I can give about his game tonight is it was many times where I didn't realize that he was out there. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is he continued to keep the ball moving, and it didn't get stuck, you know, when he had it. He kind of picked and chose exactly when to take the basketball. Like, I can't remember if it was the end of the second or the end of the third, but it was after a Bulls run where they got back in it. I finally saw him take the ball and was like, okay, I got it. Let me go ahead and end the quarter, and we'll end it this way with the ball in my hands. He didn't touch the ball for, like, the past three possessions before that. And that's because, you know, they were just passing everybody, you know, getting involved. And I don't know if this was strategic by him. I don't know if it was because of the defense that the Pelicans were playing on him or because he wasn't shooting particularly, you know, great. He was cool, 46%, but he only took 13 shots, 6 of 13. But he just knew when to pick and choose and when to step in and actually be the DeMar DeRozan that we know him to be. And especially in that fourth quarter, like, he was like, okay, fine. It's the fourth quarter. I know when I'm supposed to do my thing. After a couple times when he took some shots, you saw him specifically go out of his way to be like, no, your turn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You get the ball. And we all used to seeing DeMar do those kind of things. Like, we used to seeing him, nope, I got it. I'm going to figure it out. You all just, you know, stay around three-point line. You know what I mean? If they collapse on me, I'll find you. It wasn't like that this time. It wasn't even double teams coming at him. He was like, I'm bringing it up. All right, here you go, Kobe. Let's go. Let's run the play. And I love that. You know, that was great to see. Even the three-point shot that he hit to seal the game, you know, was amazing because that came off an offensive rebound. And him getting the ball and just stepping out calmly and shooting it. Shooting his 4-3 of the game, that is the average, basically, that you want DeMar at. 3 or 4 threes a game. And he hit two of them, 50%, you know, from the three-point line. And he sealed and he iced the game. So I love the way he played tonight. It just felt like it was within the rhythm of how everything was kind of going. Everybody touching the basketball, getting a shot at it. And, yeah, I liked this DeMar tonight. Not to say I don't like all versions of DeMar, because I've seen him score 40. You know what I mean? And I love that version, too. But 24 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Like I said, 2 or 4 from the three-point line. That's the DeMar DeRozan I kind of love. You saw all facets of his game.
Yeah, you really did.
And the 10-12 from the free throw line, like you
mentioned. DeBears 1920 in the comments saying, DeMar DeRozan with a clutch 3. For everyone who's always saying he shouldn't have the ball in his hands at the end. He's, you know, certainly drilled a big one there, which I thought was a ridiculous shot at the end of a possession that did not yield the looks that I would have wanted. But sometimes DeMar makes those shots. And all you can do is just shake your head and be like, this is why he ends up taking a lot of last second shots.
That's why he's good.
Because he can do that with them.
Good, ladies and gents.
To me, it was more so like, and I do enjoy getting to see those moments where DeMar, the vet, can say, I'm going to be setup guy in the fourth for Kobe or for whoever, as opposed to being ISO DeMar guy, because we all know how that plays out. Sure. And I think some Bulls fans are kind of sick of watching that version of it. And even though, you know, DeMar hit a huge, basically like wind ceiling three tonight on a tough shot, I think I and probably plenty of other Bulls fans felt more excited about watching him and Kobe work together in that fourth quarter. Because it, to me, is still more about the growth of Kobe White. Whether or not DeMar is still here a year from now, we'll see if he and the Bulls sit down and find a new contract, you know, agreement this summer in this, you know, final year of his current deal. I personally think they should move on. But either way, to me, anytime Kobe is involved in the Bulls battling it out in close games in the fourth quarter, that is a good thing. It can only be a good thing. South Carson in the comments saying Kobe was hurting the team early. Dalen Terry kind of settled his play until he got going. That, I think that was my favorite part about Kobe tonight, is that he struggled. As you mentioned, Will, like for the first three quarters of this game, Kobe White was not having himself a good game. And he still throughout that was finding ways to positively impact the game. And then when they were at the end of that third quarter, when they went on that 13-2 run to close the gap, going into the fourth, and then in the fourth quarter itself, even still, when he had a couple of good looks early in the fourth quarter and his shot still wasn't falling, finding other ways to be effective in a positive way. the conversion he had that we already touched on at the beginning of post game, where people were talking about how he got hacked on that, you know, converted basket at the rim, where he clearly got fouled and it should have been an and one, but didn't get fouled. But then another key bucket when it was a one or two possession game, where one of Kobe's teammates, I can't remember who, missed a shot, and Kobe came flying in from the right baseline, grabbed a loose ball offensive rebound, and put it right back in on a little layup for 2 big points. Like, key rebounds throughout the night. I think Kobe finished with 7 rebounds tonight. Those are the things that encourage me as a Bulls fan who is looking at Kobe to say, what else can this guy turn into? And what else can he become? Not just for the final stretch of this season, but beyond. Because for a long time, Bulls fans were sitting here saying, if Kobe's not knocking down his threes, he's borderline unplayable. And now, not only with the steps he's made on the defensive end, but the other things you see him do to positively impact a game in which he's not shooting well.
Talk slow.
Is such a huge piece of encouragement for even the most worried and skeptical of Bulls fans.
Pointing at the stash, ladies and gents. That is so dead on. Go ahead, Will.
But what I said earlier, I think still, you know, really applies to this conversation, which is that, like, DeMar is setting up Kobe in a lot of these games to be great.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't like DeMar to get the last shot, but he's going to be the guy making those decisions. And a lot of that is because, one, Kobe hasn't had those reps yet, and he's got to learn how to do it. And two, he's able to get Kobe good shots because he's able to draw two, and he finds the right guy. And so sometimes it's for Io or Vooch or whoever, but, like, he's finding Kobe and helping him get reps, taking shots in those situations. Now, taking shots that have been created for you is different than creating your own shot, and he'll work up to that. But I just think that, you know, when we talk about, like, this team and the state of things and where they are, like, this is kind of just a abridged version of a rebuild, because they're trying to get these younger guys developed while playing meaningful games. Yes. And that's a really fine line to walk, and it's a hard way to do it in the NBA. I'm not even sure it's possible. You see other teams try it, and I think eventually it does kind of lead to a certain direction where, you know, you have to make some hard decisions, but that's what they're trying to do right now. Mm-hmm. And in games like this, and they played a lot of clutch games this year, I think almost more than anybody else. That's like
30.
That's what they're trying to do.
Serious.
Let's take our second break real quick. Then we'll come back and wrap up with a few more thoughts on tonight's game. We'll get to any super chats we have. And of course, it is a win, so there's some goonage to be determined.
See it.
While we're doing that, you know what to do. Hit that like button if you didn't do it during the first ad break. We appreciate it greatly. It helps us out a lot. And you know that Troll Joey really, really needs it.
Oh, he got to have it. Where is Troll Joey, man? I ain't seen him in a minute.
Lurking. He has been satisfied with the amount of thumbs.
Oh.
He will never be satisfied.
Lately. Took the words out of my mouth.
He will never be satisfied. Ever.
You will not tell me these lies. Troll Joey is never satisfied. He wants all the thumbs.
The truth is that the troll graphic is on the studio.
Oh, the troll graphic is on Studio A.
There it is.
There's the truth.
Now that I'll believe.
You know what we can enjoy in Studio A or Studio B, regardless? The crisp taste of a Coors Light. CHGO Bulls postgame tonight brought to you by our friends at Coors Light. Whether it's your team stressing you out, hello, or life in general, less so, but also yes, things can feel chaotic. That's why Coors Light helps you find moments to chill all year long. Coors Light, a perfect cold refreshment to help me chill out. I know you like chilling out, Dave. You like chilling out, Will?
Oh, yeah. I could use a chill.
Will really needs to chill.
This team is making me need to chill.
This team stresses me out a lot right now, and I find it definitely helps when I have something to help me chill, and Coors Light always helps me chill. Coors Light, deep breath, chill. You know what I also love? When you crack into a Coors Light, their mountains tell you.
Yes.
Blue as this bucket of Coors Light right here. Cold as the Rockies. When the mountains are blue, you're good to go.
That's it.
I love it.
Yes.
When they first came out with that invention, when I was like a college kid.
Yes.
I was like, oh my gosh. Why does not every product on the planet have something like this?
This is true. This is true.
The label tells you, you're good to go.
It's like they're thinking about you chilling.
Exactly.
That's it.
When the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies. Cold Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. When it's time to chill, Travel Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart. Oh. That's right. You can order Coors Light on Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. That's CoorsLight.com/CHGO. That's us. And then the word basketball. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Oh. Troll Joy, what time is it? I love it. So you shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events nearest you with killer last minute deals. All in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying those tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event, and even an hour after it starts. It is not the place. No. It is the place to find last-minute seats. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, hockey, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and much, much more. With Zone Deals, you pick the section. Game Time does the selecting with an average savings of, drumroll back, 18%.
That's so many percents.
And explosions. And the Game Time guarantee means you'll always, and I mean always, get the best price possible. So why don't you take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time? Download the Game Time app, create an account, use that code CHGO. Get your wonderful self $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem that code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Because we're going to go galley. What time is it? Get out.
Sounded like an 80s high school football coach.
Get out. We're getting creamed out there.
Beat the man. You got to beat the man.
Now.
Didn't even,
didn't even ask.
Joey knew what time it was.
That's it.
Before we get into Goon of the Night, I do want to give a quick shout out to Optimistic Bulls fan in the comments. He said, my mom finessed me into picking up my little brother from the airport tonight.
Okay.
His estimated time of arrival, 12:38 a.m.
Whoa.
FML. Hey, you know what, Optimistic Bulls fan? Shout out to you.
Yes.
I've been nice the person been, doing yes. a late night, middle of the night airport run yes. pickup before. Yep. I've also been the beneficiary
yes.
of a late night arrival pickup. Yeah. It's appreciated both ways.
Yes, let me tell you.
Way to be.
You get back what you put out, my friend.
Damn Skippy.
You're doing something like that, somebody's going to do it for you. I promise you that. And it's your family. Come on, man. Who else you going to do it for?
Exactly.
Shout out.
I would pick either of you up.
Oh,
any of the three of you up from the airport if you ask me to.
Yeah,
in a heartbeat, I pick up you and Will.
Hold you do that.
I pick up you and Will in a heartbeat.
What?
Huh?
Get my help. You guys you guys hear this in the comments?
I'm sorry. You're right.
Sick 'em, Joey's.
You're right.
Sick 'em.
No,
I believe
right.
Dave said is that he would pick up me or Will or Troll Joey.
Exactly what I was about to say. Way to be in my brain.
Joey's assembled.
I'm picking up Troll Joey immediately. Assembled. Whenever Troll Joey, hey, Dave, go pick me up. I'm on it. I got your back, Troll Joey.
He teleports, but
yeah. You got the teleporting troll? My God.
He's got like some magic up his
sleeve. That's amazing. Oh, man. Got to pay the troll toll, man. That's how it goes.
If you want to, nope.
I don't want to do it.
Can't say it. Can never say it. On this platform, I say a lot of dirty things, and I use a lot of foul language. I will never say
You'll
that.
You'll never say that.
We'll never say that.
I'm going for gas.
A lot of people in the comments wondering who's going to be the goon of the night. Chase and Ashlyn putting in their vote for Andrew Funk just because because
he's here.
A contract to join the Windy City Bulls
Brand
today.
Andrew Funk, baby.
He took the final two-way, right, Will? That Batum vacated?
Oh, yeah. That's their final two-way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Funk. We so wanted him to be related to Neil Funk. That's what we just wanted.
I swear to God, they
so
are.
So wanted him to be related.
Send Andrew Funk and Neil Funk
yeah.
to an episode of Maury.
Yes.
Let's find out.
I get it done.
DNA test. Right. It doesn't have to be the father.
No.
They share blood.
Yeah.
They better.
Yeah. Regardless of what Maury says, they share blood.
Kaboom!
Goon of the night. Goon of the night. Brought to you by Empire Today. All they do is floors, 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 no matter what. 588-2300. Go!
Give it a hope, Empire.
Kitabu!
That's right. That man is programmed and ready. He was like, turn to the page, dang it. He said, whatever one you need, Goat is here for you.
That was my late case to get Goon of the Night.
It was so quick that I don't know if it was a really quick, snappy recovery or if he planned it that way.
I planned it that way.
Okay. Well, I'm going with plan. That's what he did.
It's always calculated.
Oh
my God.
All right, Matt Peck, I'm going to go to you first, man. Who is your Goon of the Night?
I mean, plenty of good candidates. Also, some funny candidates. Like, if someone voted for Andrew Funk to be Goon of the Night tonight just because of the two-way contract, that would be hilarious. I can't steer away from the obvious answer. Like, don't bury the lead. My Goon love goes to Dalen Terry.
Mm.
He was a plus 17 off the bench in 15 minutes, taking four shots and making one of them. But he stuffed the stat sheet everywhere else. And every time in that third quarter run specifically that brought the Bulls back into the game, there was Dalen Terry.
That's true.
Doing Goon Dalen Terry shit. I still want to take his brain and put it in Patrick Williams' body. But yes, this version of Dalen Terry, I will always, always appreciate Goon of the Night.
We've been saying that since rookie season. Since Dalen Terry walked in, take his brain and give it to him. Joey Spathis, sir, who is your Goon of the Night?
My Goon of the Night is Javon Carter.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Explain, sir. Explain.
Going up, explain hit a couple threes, and was part of the lineup that you felt they were unlocking something, the funky lineup.
The funky lineup, yes.
And so, you know, I think Matt probably nailed it with Dalen, so I'll go against the grain on this one and go with going up Carter.
Going up. I'm mad at that. All right. Well, go got lead.
Yeah.
Thrill.
I also think I'm going to go against the grain. I think Dalen's a great answer. Part of me wants to give it to Caruso just because the Zion assignment is just...
Yes,
a lot.
He did a solid job.
But I'm going to go with Io because I feel like we don't really give him a lot of Goon love. We've been trying to hype him up a little bit recently, but I mean, this dude is shooting 50% on threes like over the last month.
Three of six tonight.
He had 14 points in the first quarter to help really kind of set the tone for this team and get them back in the game when they went down. And he had 8 assists. He had 3 steals. Mm. He's just doing everything. And I love what I'm seeing from Io.
Dang, it did in almost 40 minutes. Oh, man.
He's the new minutes police guy.
Yeah, he's the new one, man. He had a couple minutes out there where we
Billy's
were like,
heard
it
enough
okay?
about Kobe and DeMar, and now he's like, all right, I guess I'll just play Iowa for you.
But somebody's getting these 40, all right? You're going to have it happen. All right. Those are awesome selections.
By the way, DeMar also played 40 minutes.
He's right. Goon of the night. Do I get the drum roll, Joe? I guess not. I'll take Matt's. Goon of the night. You know what, Will? You once again did a wonderful job. Damn it, that was an excellent point by Io DeSumo.
Did I sway you?
It's a good effort, but no.
Damn it.
Dalen Terry, Goon of the Night. That's who's grabbing that. It was a damn good argument, Will. Honestly, that was a damn good argument. I was sitting there like, damn, he's right. That's a really
persuasive
good argument.
Baby.
Like, man, especially in transition, those one-handed layups off the off foot.
The wrong foot.
Yeah, man. Like,
I love to see it.
He's awesome at that, man. And his three-point shot. Shout out General Patton, who's been working with him, man. He's been doing a great job. But Dalen Terry was just all kinds of goondom tonight. Like, from the moment he walked in the game, fighting for loose balls, like I said, turning sure rebounds from the Pelicans into 50-50 balls for the Bulls. Man, just getting after it. The steal and then the dunk that he got by himself. I mean, when guys would hit threes, he was in their face, high-fiving them. Like, he was just so excited to be out there playing. That kind of energy is infectious, and it is what Goon of the Night is all about, man. Mm-hmm. So, yes, shout-out to Daylon Terry, but shout-out to Io. Will made an excellent, excellent, excellent
point. And shout-out to me for making that excellent point.
Shout-out to the GOAT.
As our friend Cody from CSGO Cubs would say, credit to me.
Yeah, credit to him, man. He did a great job.
Also credit to Amari Green in the comments who put in a emoji of a drum roll.
Yeah.
When you were asking for one. And I gave you a shitty desk one, and Joey was, you know, doing whatever he was doing.
Yeah, you know, he's doing 18 things.
Trying to find the drum roll. It's harder than you think.
The drum roll's hiding.
It's hiding.
The drum roll is always hiding.
There's a million sound effects here.
Mm-hmm.
What is country strum stick mountain hop? What is that?
Let's find out.
Sure, I'll play it.
Click it.
Play.
See what happens.
Don't know what that is.
I feel like we're switching between two scenes and Justified.
I heard Batim too.
I did too, actually.
Switching Batim.
We are Bulls crazy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Actually, when that came on, I pictured Will with a guitar immediately. Just out down in Nashville, strumming it up.
With a little
piece of straw.
A little piece of straw. No straw.
With a dancing cat on his shoulder.
What'd you say?
With a dancing cat on his shoulder?
No.
Only if the Bulls win.
But he had my man on the bongos in the back, though. He had him in the back while he was strumming, doing his thing. Down in Nashville. I don't know why, but that's
what I'm saying. Oh, goodness.
Welcome to Bring.
Do we have any other super chats we need to knock out, Joe, before we get out of here? Got a couple others.
Yeah.
I did the jelly one about Daylon.
So we have one from Matt Nuku. Who I know through watching the Bears show.
Dude,
that
video of Matt Nuku saying he had to change his picture. He had a picture of him and his lady up. Yes.
Who?
Yes. And Carm said he outkicked his coverage,
Matt,
because his daughter's woman was too good. And he changed his photo just because of that. Hilarious.
Number one, shout out to you for being a diehard. Mm-hmm. Everybody should go become a diehard.
Indeed. But
do that.
You are a legend for all of those reasons.
You're a legend for a lot of reasons, most of which is putting up with Carm. Yes.
Matt Nuku said, might be unpopular, but can we get some love for Vucci Mane?
Ooh, let's do this.
500 double-doubles. And the offense feels so connected with him on the floor. Thanks for all the hard work, guys. Go Bulls.
He's not wrong. 500 double-doubles is a damn thing, all right? As a center, shout out to you for getting that. He did play well tonight. What, 22 points, 13 rebounds?
Yeah.
2 of 5 from the three-point line.
10 of 19 overall?
Yeah. 10. Oh, yes, absolutely right. 10 of 19 overall.
I'll take that. Shout out, Vooch. I'll take that Vooch night every night. I think Bulls fans... We were actually talking about this while we were watching the game tonight. I was someone who was defending Vooch more so than the average Bulls fan over the last couple of seasons, because I was not letting the fact that the Bulls got smoked in that trade to get Vooch cloud my evaluation of what he was providing for them on the floor every night. And I think for the last couple of years, he has gotten a very short end of the stick as far as who Bulls fans have thrown blame at when there are people who deserve more blame than he does. This season, I have felt, even me as a quasi-Vooch defender, that had dissipated because he was playing like trash and shooting 28% from three. And you can't defend that. You just can't. He has put together a couple of decent games recently. He had an amazing first half against Boston.
He did.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
And then he did nothing in the second half.
Was it 22-9?
Yeah, 22-9. And then he finished with like 24
or
12.
Or something like that.
So, yes. He deserves some love tonight, but he still has a long way to go to redeem himself down the final third of this season, because he's had a really bad first two-thirds of the season.
I think the bigger thing now is, like, the trade happened. The pieces have been transacted.
Sure.
They got their picks. Vooch is here. He's not re-signed. I think, to me, now it's more about, can you live up to the $20 million a year contract that you're on? And 28% from three is not cutting it, but... I mean, tonight, 2 of 5, that's 40%. And if he can keep doing stuff like that, then, yeah, I think he's definitely capable of playing a lot more like this.
You'll take that every day from Vooch. 2 of 5 from three.
South Garcon in the comments saying Vooch gets a lot of grief. Much from me. Overall, he's kind of solid. Needed on this team. Just need him to sit when he plays soft.
It's about the consistency.
I don't disagree with that.
It's just about the consistency.
Also, shout out to, I believe, Cody Martin was the last super chat we had.
Yeah, it was.
Shout out to Cody Martin.
He is very, he's good.
Brother of Caleb.
Yeah.
Jordan Martin's solid.
Also, we haven't caught up on this in a while because we had All-Star break. Speaking of Joey telling y'all to sign up to be a diehard if you aren't already, A, that's good advice. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. That's good advice. Shout out Tom Hanks, League of Their Own. The latest diehards who have signed up here in the last couple weeks of February. Shout outs to Richard, Cody, Howard, Brendan. Riley, and Riley. Two Rileys. Clark, James, Kenny, Colin, Robert, E, Jim, and Tim, Rich, Caleb, and Carrie. That now makes 84 fresh diehards in the month of February. We've still got, it's a leap year, so we still got 26, 27, 28, 29. Let's get to 100. Let's get to 100 signups in this short month of February.
Yes.
Because
how many? 84?
Yeah, we are 84 as of Friday.
84 calls for some country strumstick mountain hop. Will Gottlieb!
Strumming on the guitar.
I swear to Timothy Oliphant is coming to arrest me any second now. Sign up to be a diehard. You know about all the perks. We've been telling you about them for the last couple of years, including you would have gotten a discount if you went and hung out with our CHGO Blackhawks crew at the CHGO Blackhawks takeover tonight at the Madhouse.
Sad night.
Kaner's return.
Yeah.
OT killer. Chelios night. All kinds of good vibes there.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman was there.
Bam.
Discounts to our takeovers. Discounts to our CHGO Bears. What's the word I'm looking for? Tailgates.
That's there it right.
When we are in NFL season.
Yeah.
Also, the elite of the elite when it comes to behind the paywall content from our guy, Will the Goat here. His most recent mailbag. Some of the draft stuff that he's going to do for us coming up at the NBA draft. The Bulls have a first round pick. Yay! Before that happening, our Bears crew getting y'all ready for the NFL draft. Yes. A lot of that is going to be for diehards only.
Discounts to our takeovers as well.
That's true. And a free t-shirt. And all that fun other swag when you sign up. Grab yourself the Sub-Zero tee. Or, as Big Dave displayed so beautifully in one of our shows last week, the hoodie.
Oh.
Also available.
Oh, so many compliments on that hoodie.
Bulls are off tomorrow, back in action Tuesday. But tomorrow, Goat, you are going to have a chat with somebody for our Monday episode?
Somebody from a Monday episode.
Tease.
You might know him. His name is Darnell Mayberry.
So much for the tease.
Money talks.
But also still a tease because everyone out there in Bulls Nation always wants to hear from Darnell Mayberry.
This is a fact.
Will's going to talk to him.
Yes.
For our episode tomorrow. He does. Always keeps it real. Shout out to Michael in the comments. Michael Storch, who just said, going to sign up tonight. Is that 85? Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Mike. That's how you do it, baby. Shout out to you.
If you're a true Chicago fan, you know that being the 85th of something
is an awesome thing.
Is special.
Come on, Bears.
Read everything our guy, Will the Goat, writes, allchgo.com. Follow him for all of his Bulls reporting and updates. Will_Gottlieb. Big Dave is at BOW. BAWL Sports. Our pal and producer, Joey Spath, is on the controls.
Joey loves
Sometimes me. He's a troll. He is at Joey Spath. I'm Bulls_Peck. We are CHGO_Bulls. That's right, Jelly. Go rock for peaches.
That's right.
Lori Petty for the win.
Do it.
Until she got traded.
Bam.
But then her team won.
Pow-pow.
Because Gina Davis dropped the ball.
Pow-pow.
In your face. Is he saying pow?
Pow.
Goat's going to talk to y'all tomorrow with Darnell. We'll be back on Tuesday. Bulls Pistons?
Yes.
Until then, hit the like, subscribe.
Yes.
See you right. Be good.
Pow.
Peace.
Thank you.